weird jokes.
Down this
I found a passion.
You know, what is it? Like, I started watching Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And it had some moments, but I was like, this isn't the hype.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I've only seen the one little, there's like a one little gag about TJ Miller where he like goes up to some little kid and he's like, that's it. You brought piss to a shit fight or something like that. And it's a funny little clip, but.
You know, he had a brain tumor.
TJ Miller did? Is that why he sounds like that?
No, he sounded like that before the brain tumor. Oh.
That was God's given, you know, voice.
It's like that actor too. Who's the one actor from, shit, I can't remember. He was the Hulk one time.
Oh, Ferrigno?
No. The recently.
Oh,
The recent Hulk.
The Aussie? The Australian?
Yeah, Bana?
No, the one before that.
Holy shit, man. What movie?
There have been too many Hulks, okay?
No. Well, what you okay.
Ruffalo. Yeah, God, it took me a while. Ruffalo had a brain tumor.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I love about Mark Ruffalo, the Avengers Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. So you know what I love about Ruffalo is like his name sounds like something that Scooby-Doo is trying to say.
Ruffalo?
Oh, like he's trying to say a buffalo?
Like, yeah, like a...
Hey, Scoob, there's some weird animals over there. What kind of animals are they, Scooby?
Ruffalo!
A whatfalo?
Ruffalo!
I don't know, man.
Speaking of words that sound like words, you know, I went to a place and got miso soup, and I swear to God, I came... Like, so close to saying miso honey soup, like, as a joke, but I was like,
me eat it long time.
Luckily, I looked up and saw there was an Asian person taking my order, and I was just like, okay, tread lightly here.
Keep it in your pants, Matt. Keep it in your pants.
Oh, all right, well.
One of my favorite moments ever ordering Asian food was I was at a Chinese restaurant, and the guy comes up, because it was dim sum, and he's like, hey, you want soup? And I was like, yeah, what kind of soup do you have? Oh, you know, clam chowder. It's a Chinese restaurant. Egg flour, hot and sour. I was just like, I love hot and sour.
Waiter's got jokes.
He did. And I was just
would tip that.
You. I did. I tipped him hard.
All right, dude.
Just the tip?
Yeah. Creeper Roger. All right. Welcome to Three Easy Pieces. I am the Matt in Black. And because you guys suck at introducing yourselves, we got VCR, the verbal Creepy Roger over here. And we got Beezer, the ever tall, friendly giant BFG over here. Okay. Now you have an initial two, BFG.
Wow.
Yeah,
is there
ever tall? There was like more letters. There was more words in there.
Yeah,
than just
I
BFG.
Know. Well, I'm just going to go with BFG.
Like they're lowercase, so we don't actually see.
I mean, you can't tell me how to run my life. Okay.
Maybe can we like expand the acronym and have like beefy G?
Hold on, let me think. Oh no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Sorry.
No. Mm-hmm. I have just said it. Therefore it is law.
All right.
Anyway.
I like to pretend that Beezer's father's name was Azure and then his daughter's name is
Whoa, dude.
So he's Beezer.
So and then the next kid is Caesar.
Yeah. He named his daughter Caesar.
You know, that is so hilarious because that's what all the other kids in school used to make fun of my name saying was Caesar.
That's not bad.
What the
fuck? Yeah, it's great.
It's a Beezer.
Are you fucking kidding me? Were you one of those kids who were lame about this? Dude, that is the most lame ass way to get made fun of. I would.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's one thing if like you've already got like a rock solid name where you like you could actually look around and know other people with the name like Matt. That's a strong name. It doesn't matter how they make fun of it. Be like, hey, it's fucking legit. Other people are named Matt.
I was the fat illiterate kid. They have found all fucking ways, dude. People,
No, what I'm saying is that like they can't, they didn't like Matt, they could Matt, delegitimize my name by Matt, making fun of it. They'd be Matt, like seizure, like oh no, it's Beezer. Like whatever, I never fucking heard a name
Matt,
like that.
Matt, fat titty back. I mean,
it doesn't matter that it rhymes with things. People are named fucking Matt. It's a thing.
I was named.
People aren't named Beezer.
I was named. Well, there's one here in the room.
Well, yeah.
I know
a guy named Beezer.
My name is Roger, so it's like it was Roger Rabbit that movie came out, or is Mr. Rogers, which.
Both are very good things.
I mean, Jessica Rabbit was hot.
Whatever the fuck, dude. You know, I got an eating disorder from those kids calling me fat all the time.
Wait.
Hold on.
Did they call you fat and then you became fat?
No, I was always kind of a porker.
Well, then if you or already
I mean,
there,
I
mean, how
appetite.
Did you get
a
like eating disorder from?
Life,
or maybe
what,
you already had
you know
it.
Saying?
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Matt doesn't care. He ate them both.
That is, you know, Matt.
Like what?
What's I love you, man.
I'm sorry.
You know, you just need a hug, man.
Yeah, there you
just
go.
Need a big hug.
So I wanted to bring to the table today. I was, what is it? I was over talking to a friend earlier this week, and he does a podcast. And as soon as I found out that thing was about politics, I kind of like shuddered and was like, all right, I'm just going to leg back up. Because I'm sick of it. It's not that I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it was debate last night.
Well, it's not even just the debate.
Right.
You know, I'm talking more along the lines of the fact that these people actually think at some point by talking about it on the podcast or putting it out on their Facebook or by getting into arguments over these stupid small things, they're somehow making a difference and proving a point when at the end of the day, you have done nothing. And by nothing, I mean the smallest of nothings. Like, you have done nothing but exasperated yourself and, like, not only that, pissed off other people in the process just to do nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, it's like tiresome. The minute you say it to somebody, they're like, dude, oh my God, it's the most important thing in the world, even though your voice doesn't mean anything.
Wow, tell us what you really think, Matt.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean, I'm just spitting
it out. Sounds legit
so
to me.
So your piece is against anti-politics discussion?
Not an anti-politics discussion.
Oh, I see. Anti-democracy. Is that what we're talking about? Whoa, do we spell that, Matt, with a K?
No, what I'm talking about is the fact that people, by spouting out their opinions, and now because, you know, it just takes a second to get it out there, you know, they're doing it more, even though they are completely inept as to what the fuck they're talking about, yeah, arguing about points they have no idea about, yeah, and, you know, and continually to shove it into your face like some kind of weird, you know, like no, they're going to make a difference. I'm going to get a petition, you know, or I'm going to share something, mm-hmm, on Facebook because I believe in it and somebody else shared it and it's inspirational. You know, it's just you have done nothing.
Well, people feel very strongly about it. And you know, just listening to you talk about it right now, I'm actually one of those people who, once I get wound up into it, will, like, you know, go frothing about the mouth, talking about, you know, extolling my own political ideals. So won't get started on that. But you're right that how much help does it do when you're just really expending hot air? I mean, how much better to just, like, talk about, like, a TV show you like or a movie or, you know, describe the outline of your penis. You know what I mean? Who knows?
Hells to the yeah. I'm on like a tuna can, bro.
I was teeing up Roger for that.
I don't want to talk about that. Not that is not your topic, I hope.
Describing, like, our penises?
Matt's penis.
No, we should talk about it.
I actually have a unique psychic ability where I can actually describe penises I have never seen before.
No way.
Yeah.
Start with mine.
It's like that Dead Zone movie.
Go ahead. Describe it. Improv King.
Well, surprisingly, it's black, which, I mean, you wouldn't think that.
No, not,
like,
the size.
That you have, like, a black dick, but
it's like you're looking into my mind, bro.
I don't know what it is. Like, it's you know, most people are a little darker down there for whatever strange pigmentation reason.
Well, I have an
infection.
But
you are, like, straight up Wesley Snipes.
I should so see a doctor, but I haven't.
Oh, so it's not this natural state,
no,
is what you're saying.
No, yeah. It was once a pretty pink.
You need to take off the cock ring once in a while.
Pretty and
can't tell me how to live my life. You ain't a doctor.
Isn't she? No.
I'm sorry. So you were talking about politics? See, was that a more fruitful discussion?
Well,
we just
there
had?
You go, man. Now we're knowing it's all out there, and maybe I should see a doctor.
See, us talking about dicks actually made more of a difference in politics. I think Matt's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, so what would you, like, what is somebody who, like, you would actually say, okay, hey, you're fucking doing something? Like, somebody registering people
to
vote?
Dude, honestly, yeah. No, like, you know, petitioning, doing something rather.
Signatures,
doing something. If you actually believe in something enough, then do something. Yeah. I believe that actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. I have never, well.
What about this?
I have never been.
I just did that with my hands.
Yeah. That's an
nope,
action.
Nope, that was his butt.
No, but I mean, just saying, like, and I can't expect anybody to live by my standards, of course, but at the same time, I will never say I can do something unless I'm 100% sure I can do it. Or, like, hey, can you help me out with this? Or can you do me a favor? I'm not one to say
you're
yes.
You're like committed.
Yeah, I'll not say yes and then not call or be like, oh, I forgot. Or, no. You know, I just didn't answer my phone that day for fucking 10 hours, even though I was doing this and that and that. You know, I, like, you know. If I believe in something, I'm going to do something. Mm-hmm. Like with this theater, our theater group, you know. I get into it, you know, both hands, feet. You know, I'm covered in mud from my head to my feet, dude.
Well, it's with Brad's feces. I mean,
yeah, well,
yeah, no shit. Yeah, nice trying to fool everybody. We can smell. It's mud. Not mud.
It's mud.
It's feces.
But I mean, I'm just saying it just bewilders me. Like,
so what do you do to get out of these situations? Do you like shit your pants and like, oh, I've shit my pants. I can't talk about politics anymore.
No, I usually talk my shit. And then once they realize that
you don't care at all,
like, you know, hey, did you see the thing? Couldn't give a fuck about it. Honestly, couldn't give a shit. Don't care what you think about it. Don't care what you know what points that you feel were poignant and shit.
So Matt, are you registered to vote?
Actually, I don't share anymore. So no.
So Matt, so what did you think about that one lady who's running for president and that guy who's also running for president?
I don't know.
Hey Matt, you really ought to like that one person.
Yeah, I know. Well, it doesn't matter because we're in California, so we're gonna be a Hillary state either way.
You know what, Matt? You know. I mean, if you just act that way, then you're just letting the other one win.
There you go. Now I do have to say, you know, I don't want to say voting is wrong. I mean, of course, at the state level, it does serve its purpose, and that is true democracy.
We got local bonds here locally. We have a mayor race here in the B town.
Yeah, so those mayoral, are so whatever. I mean, at least those are things I can get behind. And if you're, I would assume that if you're pushing for this guy, that you'd do more than just stick a fucking thing on your front lawn,
right?
And call,
but I mean, even that's something. You're giving them like a place on your, you know, you give them free ad space. That's something.
No, I know it's something, but I mean, don't come at me like you have to vote for this guy. Like, why? Right. Do I, because of this and this?
Well, but
this.
I mean, that's like, what people, you know, they feel ownership in that, and they feel it defines them. And MySpace. I don't Facebook, so I can only imagine.
Well, nobody MySpace is anymore, Beezer.
I miss MySpace. I actually liked MySpace.
You could have your own song that you can make your own listen
to.
Dude,
they were so... You know, the fact that, like, they didn't lock down what you could do to your page was so awesome. Like, it was ugly and Wild West, but that was what was cool about it.
Yeah, my friend's, like, MySpace page would give you an epileptic seizure.
Yeah. They probably, like, were totally...
It was the hamster dance, but, like, with raver shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know not of what you speak.
You don't know the Hamster Dance website?
No.
Oh, my God.
You use the tune from Disney's Robin Hood. But
it was, like, pitched up. Yeah,
I don't really pay attention to a lot of shit.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
There's, like, a whole slice of culture you're, like, missing out on.
It's not even culture, though.
God, why not?
It's reproduced. It's that meta shit you're always talking about.
I want to make my topic the Hamster Dance now, but I'm not, but...
Anyway, I'm just saying, you know, if you're into politics, please get involved and do something, and then talk about it, and then talk about what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, just stop pretending. It's okay. Yeah. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and even if you do, you're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. So do something.
Trump 2016.
There you go. So what the fuck is your topic there, tall man?
Oh, it's me?
Or I could go. No, is it gonna be pie? Is yours gonna be pie?
I can go. No, it's not pie this time.
Oh,
I still want to go with Beezer just in case.
Okay, well, no, I'm cool. It kind of relates to what you're talking about, and kind of, I mean, you know, we talk around the similar circles, which is kind of, I guess, what we do. But I want to talk about the whole idea of cord cutting. Are you guys familiar with this? This phraseology. So
is that where you?
That's what my parents did when I was 18.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? How did you survive that whole time with like the placenta?
Oh, okay. Are we talking about something?
I think he was talking about the financial pipeline and not so much. His,
No, yeah. I'm talking about the
getting your penis
phenomenon of no longer having cable. And instead using like online services, other means to obtain
or off-air antenna.
Right, or off-air antenna.
Have you done an off-air yet?
Horrible. I do. I use a system called Plex, and they just added the ability to DVR from a antenna. Yeah,
because I have an old school TiVo.
Oh yeah, awesome.
Yeah, and I got the lifetime on it for $100, so it does its job, and then I can watch stuff, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have the off-air and the pirated cable that I have that I don't want to talk about right now.
Well,
yeah, because then what would I steal if this cable goes away?
Well, I mean, okay, so, like, point. Okay, here's a good case study. My daughter, she watches nothing but Netflix or Hulu or like Amazon Kids. They all have kid sections and kid things. And so she has no concept of what a commercial is. She watches whatever she wants to watch whenever she wants to watch it. No waiting till Saturday. You know, I mean, when I was young, the cartoons were on Saturday morning, the decent ones, and that was your fucking window from like 7 a.m. till maybe 11.
Which was bullshit. The night, the day you want to sleep in, right. You got to wake up.
Matt was just like, fuck this
no,
shit.
No, yeah.
Even as a kid, you were like, you wanted to sleep in. You're like,
dude, listen, man, I'm as lazy as
I would
ever.
Be upset if I didn't wake up at 6 when the cartoon started. Fuck that 5 o'clock when the Bugs Bunny shit was on.
There was some shitty ones. Like,
hey, eat
some,
a dick.
The shitty cartoons
Bugs
were on.
Bugs Bunny's
like,
awesome.
Like, at certain, like, too early.
Yeah, and then when you got to 10, it was over, and you're just like, fuck
no, or like at certain times of the year, sports would start earlier.
Oh, God, no.
And it's like, hey, you don't get to fucking watch the latest iteration of Scooby-Doo. You get fucking golf.
Oh, no, yeah. Wait a minute. Even, dude, there'd be the 3 o'clock times after school, and then if baseball started, you'd be like, mother of God.
Yeah.
DuckTales is just what taking a hiatus.
Oh man, like the that frame of time when Disney Afternoons had like all those shows on in the afternoon on just regular over the air.
Great. I remember when I was a kid, the idea of DuckTales, like, because it's like I went to a Catholic school and I'd get out later, so DuckTales I would miss it and it would make me so. And Chip and Dale, that would piss me off. And I was thinking, if
you're
only
stuck watching Tailspin.
Yeah, well, I mean, Tailspin wasn't bad, but I wanted to see those two because those are the good ones,
right?
And I remember thinking to myself, if only there was a device that could automatically record your show. And I was like,
the VCR.
Oh, come on!
No, we didn't have.
Everybody has thought about, man, if only there was a way I could watch this later.
Well,
no,
I mean, yeah,
no, but I also had
from
the concept.
The 50s on up, they're gonna be like, if only there was a way I could watch this.
No, but I mean, like, I had. I'm not saying I could have invented the TiVo, but I'm just saying I was like, if only there was, and it took that long for us to invent something that was viable because of hard drives. Yeah. But I mean, like. I just remember thinking, like, it'd be too cool, too, if you could just fast forward through the commercial and go right to it. And it's like, now we have that. And I'm just like, fucking TiVo, piece of
shit.
Well,
okay, so.
Doesn't work. Didn't record the first minute of my show. Motherfucker, piece of shit. And it's like.
No, I mean, because I used for years, I used a timer on the VCR. And, like, you know, I would, like, record stuff during the day that I liked. I mean, and.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I was doing that, and it just you just wore out the tape, and it wasn't super reliable. But like my wife and I, when we first got married, like that's how we watched the rest of Voyager.
Oh,
you know, dude, you fucking had to tape that shit, and like when the tape one night the fucking tape fucked
Voyager
up.
Voyager was
man.
That great.
Oh,
not that I've watched the show,
fuck
but
you,
I've heard
dude.
I used to.
Voyager was awesome.
Yeah, Voyager was good. I liked it.
Fuck, dude, the last five seasons were like, hey, what is 7 and 9 doing today? Oh. Well, she
excuse
is in
me.
Every
having it wasn't thing. About 7 and 9.
It
was about her breasts.
Yeah, I was going to say, having big boobs, that's what she was doing.
I mean,
Jerry
they
Rice
weren't just big.
Boob.
They also like had sewn like appliances
no,
to push
no,
them
it,
up through the TV screen.
Hey, it was a nice watch for that, you know, for that kind
of
shit.
It
but
had
other than
a lot
that,
of good
I didn't
points.
Want to watch... Like, it was just like, 7 and 9's doing this, 7 and 9's doing this.
Not always. They had really
dude,
good plots. They weren't like as good
shit?
As DS9.
You are talking to a man.
It was better than Enterprise.
She was a 10 out of 10 in my book.
Okay, that's debatable. No.
All right. DS9 was the best. I would say Voyager.
No.
Well, I'd say TNG was the next best, and then Voyager, and then Enterprise.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. I'm not having this bullshit.
I wasn't a big Enterprise fan because there was no big boobs. So I'm gonna
in Enterprise?
Were there big boobs?
Yeah, the Vulcan chick.
Okay.
She was like totally they're like, hey, we had success with this. Vulcan
you know
chick.
What, you know what was boobs. Funny though? The Torres was originally the
was
like,
the voluptuous one.
Yeah, and then they were like, fuck you with your bumpy head, go over here. It's like and then they had the Ocampa, or what was her name?
Yeah, she was horrible. I'm
yeah,
so glad
like,
they wrote her
your
off the
boobs
show.
Aren't big enough. You're going to die now. It's like, okay, what do we got
now?
But
I think
she came back for one.
She did, and that you know, that was my problem with Voyager, was that it just was a little bit messy. Like, it didn't...
There was a lot...
Because they were on the cusp of, like, getting to that, like, oh, do we want to serialize it? Do we not want to serialize it? And so they'd have these big plots where it would be like... You know, universe shaking things would happen, and then they'd just be like, the next one would be like, oh, it's the same thing, different day.
No, I know, but that's what, dude, but that's because they had to make, you know, 25 fucking episodes.
Right,
of this,
right. But
and
I
you're
mean,
going to have some of the ones that are just like, hey, we need filler. But, dude, no, I'm telling
dude,
you.
Dude, that, but
Voyager,
see, not
dude.
DS9, and that's why DS9 was the best, is because Ronald Moore before, I mean, that's before he got into fucking Battlestar Galactica and all that other shit later on, but he actually had a through line to some of it.
Okay, yeah, okay, but that didn't come until closer to the end. That's either.
True. That's true.
You see, dude, you forget, Pippin, that I've watched these shows.
All right, Bane.
I have.
You only studied the Star Trek. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was born in it, raised in it.
I was born of this.
I didn't know about the Star Wars until I was already a man.
Dude, 7 or 9 to go. I didn't even have time for this. But either way, like, Next Generation was so much better than all of those things.
Yeah, Next Generation was good.
They were breaking ground. All those characters that you love in the next episodes are a direct.
Yeah, but I mean, TNG has its share of shitty episodes.
Fuck to the dude. The first season can wipe my ass.
I don't know.
Dude.
Voyager did have the Rock on it.
Yes. See.
So
number one.
And then they had dude. Those.
Can you smell Voyager was cooking?
Yeah, jabroni.
You know, well, now that I think about it, because didn't Deep Space Nine had all those clones that would come back and.
The Wayoon.
And that's just like Battlestar Galactica.
Anyone else notice besides me that The Rock looks a lot like Dwayne Johnson, though? I mean, is that just me? I mean, come on, guys. Is that just a weird coincidence? Like, The Rock disappears, and then there's this guy, Dwayne Johnson.
I'd like to apologize to my wife. I sound like I have no dick talking about this fucking Star Trek super.
We already covered that earlier on. Yeah. You do have a penis.
All right.
All in all, you're just another Matthew with no.
So anyway, cord cutting is essentially.
Oh yeah, cord cutting.
We're getting.
Oh, I was going to ask you what your topic was again because I forgot.
Bringing it back.
Okay, so segue. I'm curious. What kind of antenna system are you using?
Wait a minute.
What the fuck is cord cutting?
All right, so
getting rid of cable.
So you just get rid of cable. Oh, so like yeah, in my case, like what I got's going on is I got my internet connection OBS. So I can do all my streaming. So the Netflix and et cetera, et cetera. And at one point I played with all the different, like, you know, they have, you can buy like, there's one service called US TV Now, which was actually created for.
Oh, Sony has one?
Vets or something overseas, you know? So anyway, so they could like stream local TV or whatever. There was Aereo, but they got fucking shot down by the Supreme Court.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Cause they were doing this, like you could.
You essentially rented. They had these mini servers in like a their business, and the servers each had a little antenna and had a little TiVo cards, device in it. And you essentially paid to rent one, and they had like racks and racks of them, and you could TiVo shit from, you know, over the air or whatever, and it would be in certain market areas, and they kind of had it where it was like a loophole and they could fucking do it, but then you know big government stepped in and said no, fuck you, Time Warner's got his hand way up my ass and it's a conspiracy with all the. I'm sorry, that's a different show.
No, I mean that's what happens.
Okay, yeah, so it is. Wait, you still haven't answered the question. What type of off-air antenna are you using?
It's a generic. It's a powered antenna. I bought it from Monoprice. I've got it on my second floor, pointed the correct direction for the most efficacy. That way.
I object. Move to strike.
Breckenridge Mountain. That's
where is it towards Breckenridge? Well, I use this. There's a TV site called antenna.org or something like that.
But here in Bakersfield, it's Breckenridge.
Hey, man, I fucking just pointed it based upon the compass direction. Okay. I don't know.
You're out of order.
Are we all out of order?
It's over on Breckenridge because I used to point antennas for a living.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm just curious because that's like I said, I used to do that for a living, so I'm kind of curious.
I run that to a little thing called a. Oh, shit, I can't remember who makes it now.
What a fucking surprise.
HD Home Run is what it's called.
Yeah. Remember
I don't like powered antennas. And I don't like for the ghosting, but with digital, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I do like a distribution system set up so that it goes everywhere. So it is an amplifier, but I don't like powered antennas because of the weird ghosting. And I just don't like that it makes.
I don't know if it's got like some kind of filter on it to compensate for it or what.
Yeah. Well, that's
I don't like dick in my mouth. Oh. Like ever, unless it's my own.
Just like right, like that.
Well, a little bit, like not even a slap, more like a gentle caress.
Like a caress?
I've got mine in my attic. My antenna.
Yeah, okay, your antenna. We're back.
I have now. I know where it is.
I built an array antenna that uses a powered, and then it also uses a traditional antenna. And then
so you get like probably 99 stations. Then.
Well, I get stuff in Visalia and Fresno.
Wow.
Yeah. So which is the same stuff they're playing here. So
right. Except it's those assholes from Visalia. The bullshit they watch. They're probably voting for that other candidate.
Fuck. What?
Fuck Visalia.
Yeah.
And Thule. But.
But.
What?
What? In the
no. So I was just curious because then like I did all the wiring in my own house. So like I have like a RG6 And I got quad shielding cable all run through the house, and you know, I got a distribution center that where I can plug it all in and, you know, switch it over, like if I want a cable or this or that. And to the living room and the master bedroom, I have two runs, so I can have the off-air antenna and cable. So, which is what
and
I
and you're
have.
Just going, they just coax, and then is there a tuner? That
some
you TV, to?
Some TVs will have separate inputs.
So you, okay.
The newer TVs don't, and so there's ways around it, and you can kind of like mix them together, mm-hmm. and use splitters and weird shit. But especially the newer ones, you can plug both signals into there, and it just knows how to separate them, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool. But I was an early adopter on this shit, and that was my plan when I bought this house. I was gonna have no cable,
mm-hmm.
but you know, due to a loophole, I'm just getting cable because I have high speed internet,
mm-hmm.
and they just never shut it.
They
off.
They didn't put the filter on it.
Well, someone did, but it got taken abruptly off because I have all the tools.
Because you have rats.
I have all the
that
tools,
are like Secret NM style rats, and they go out there and.
If you'd like to know his FBI, FBI, if you'd like to know his address, please contact me.
What? Drop a dime on me.
Stuff.
So you get the streaming stuff, though, too, is what we were talking about. And that's what really...
Well, okay, so, that's a whole other separate phenomenon. Like, I mean, doesn't it blow anybody else's mind that, like, we're in a place right now where we've got, like, fucking these, you know, websites like Netflix and Hulu. Amazon...
Dude,
producing their
kid,
own content.
When I was
in
school, I used to say, man, if only there was this place where you could go to on a fancy computer mm-hmm. and download it.
Mm-hmm.
I could have come up
with... You should
up
have fucking copyrighted it.
I didn't say I could have come up with
I didn't
it.
Say you did. I was coming up with a completely unique story that happened to me when I was
Don't
a child.
Don't be a dick, man.
You know it just what? Happened to be
I had a similar idea, and except it was like because you didn't want to have to fucking buy dildos all the time. So you could like order like a dildo of the month club, but you're not buying it. You just get it and you send it back.
Except he was going to call it Nile.com.
I was going to call it NetDicks, but sort of killed the joke.
Either that or Mississippi.com.
NetCox. Mississippi.
It's all rivers. You didn't catch that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so
you watch Netflix, so you're
cool
are there.
I actually, you know what, I do have to say that I probably watch Netflix more than I do.
See, because it's fucking on demand. Although I spend at least as much time the length of a TV show fucking deciding what to watch. The thing that all of these services need is a fucking like random button, like rando, show me something good. Boom.
There's a website.
Actually, yeah, there's like a third party thing that does it.
Yeah, and there's stuff you can get, and it's just like it pulls all the shit together that you like. Or there's websites too that'll like if you want to watch a certain show, you can see which service has it, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah,
you know.
I
so.
Do have to say the one thing I do not like about Netflix is that there's a lot of shows as a kid that I would just give a try to because I was like, all right, this is what's on. You know, I can't find anything else.
And it kills your childhood actually getting to watch them, or
no. What I'm saying is like nowadays,
Kids in the Hall.
There's a lot of shows.
Oh.
There's a lot of shows that I probably would not have watched had I not been made to, and I loved them,
mm-hmm.
and then became a giant fan of.
Well,
you
just
know what I'm saying?
Just have a girlfriend that has really good taste that forces you to watch stuff. Because that's how I started watching Black Books, which is awesome.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
What did he go on to? That's the same guy who did IT Crowd, right?
Yeah. I didn't.
Everything. He
well, I showed her the IT Crowd.
Graham Linehan.
Yeah, Graham Linehan. And I showed her IT Crowd, and then she's like, "Oh, you'll probably like this show." And then we discovered it was by the same guy. And we're like, "This is why."
BBC's got good shows.
It's not BBC, man.
I told Dave, you that last time. ITV. Who is it?
It's ITV. Yeah.
Jeez. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to back his.
Well, no. Everything used to just be BBC,
right? But is ITV privately owned or is it also state TV?
They were some of the first like privately owned television because everything was state television. In you know, I mean, Red Dwarf early was BBC, but mm-hmm. then
now they're on Dave.
Yeah, they're on Dave, which mm-hmm. is weird because it's Dave Lister.
Yeah, he was like the mascot for it. I guess at one point.
That's probably why they called it Dave. Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. English people.
So, what's your topic?
All right. Well, it is semi-English, actually. It is whiskey. I'd like
your cat, Whiskey?
I have a cat named Whiskey,
mm-hmm.
which I have not seen him in 2 weeks. And it's kind of bothering me.
Oh.
Oh, man.
He disappeared prior.
Way to fucking bring it up, dude.
Yeah, he disappeared prior for, like, I want to say about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back like nothing, like, hey, what's up, dude? Hey, what's going on, man?
Is he a drunk? Is that why he's, I mean, no, that sounds like drunk
behavior.
Maybe
he's hanging out with some bad kiddies who got some bad, you know, habits. And he's learning them bad habits.
Well, yeah, I normally name my pets after my bad habits, but... That's why I have the cat named Chronic Masturbating. Chronic Masturbating.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
No, not that one.
Dead hooker.
Dead hooker.
Dick bad pig. Credit.
Hey, I got great credit. Okay, so whiskey is one of the first distilled alcohols. Mm-hmm. It was distilled primarily by monasteries at one point, which I was reading about. And, it's one of my favorite alcoholic substances. I mean, I like gin, but it doesn't go with everything. And I understand that. And I love a sip of gin. I love the way it tastes. I love the juniper berries and all the other.
It's like medicine.
Yeah, and I kind of like that. I like bitter things.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's why it's great about whiskey.
Yeah.
Like good scotch whiskey with a real stanky ass taste. Mmm.
Yeah. So, well, scotch is a whiskey. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. Bourbon is a whiskey.
What is a whiskey? I mean, okay, so... That's something that, like, I don't even feel like I know, but I know that, but what makes it a whiskey?
Well, see, it became a generic term, and so it can be malt, it can be barley, it can be corn. Here in the United States, it's primarily corn because that's what we grow so much.
Yeah, but see, like, all the other alcohols, it seems like we identify them by the substance that it takes to create them.
Vodka
is potato.
Right.
Rum is sugar cane, right?
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, it can be barley, corn, rye, or wheat. And of course, there's rye whiskey, which is delicious. You have rye whiskey with a little bit of lemonade, whiskey sundae.
Wasn't that what Mountain Dew was originally made for? Was for rye whiskey?
Well, technically, moonshine is a form.
Right?
Technically, moonshine is a form of whiskey.
No,
but
except you make it in a radiator.
And you fucking
miles away where anybody can see, no law.
We
coming
got
in.
Ourselves a steal and we're gonna drink it.
And then you fuck your cousin after drinking it. It's cousin fucking whiskey.
Cousin fucking whiskey now.
Yeah, let me have a little sip of that cousin fucking whiskey. Yeah, but
is that the grade?
It's like
there's like 100 proof. You have like 200 proof.
Guarantee that the girl.
It's like fucking sister fucking whiskey. That's the holy grail. It's like 210 proof. It's like sister fucking. It doesn't exist. I tell you. I'm telling you, there's sister
one
fucking
time,
whiskey.
You could smell it, and then you'd wake up 2 weeks later, and you'd be shaved all over and married to a chicken.
You know, I recall,
and that chicken was your sister.
I recall drinking like a shot of like what is it, Everclear?
Oh yeah,
which is like a 190
nummy
proof.
It tastes like isopropyl alcohol.
Yeah, well,
I think rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. It's isopropyl. You just had to show that you're smarter than everybody.
Isopropyl.
Isopropyl. Yeah, it's made from poop.
No wonder it doesn't clean when I need it to clean. Anyway. Dude, and it dry, dude, like my whole mouth
now
went,
was
like,
it,
dry.
Was
like,
it real Everclear or was it this California bullshit? Because real Everclear is like 190 proof. It's just
was
like,
it actually made, oh, never mind.
Well, you can get Florida Everclear and it's just like fucking 190
dude,
proof.
All I knew is it was fucked up and like my brains wasn't working right. It didn't give me the brain happies like I usually get.
How much of it did you drink?
Well, yeah.
Like I gotta taste this.
When you're a kid, you know, when you're young and you're trying to like, hey, I'm the alcoholic of this group.
Well, I'm gonna show you how big my balls are. Check this out.
Well, I had a friend that one time like showed me like the difference between the two, and he's like, I'm gonna show you something. And he like takes the California Everclear, and he lights it, and it's like this weird kind of like yellowish brown flame kind of like, and he puts his hand over the glass, and then he pours some Florida like fucking Everclear, and he lights it, and it's blue. And he's like, that's Florida Everclear. And I was just like, because like I had come back with some Everclear from California, and because my friend wanted to see if there was a difference in taste. So I brought some back, and yeah, there was some difference.
So does the quality of the Everclear explain the behavior of most Floridians?
Yeah, I would
say. Is that why
say,
that one dude like tripped out and ate that dude's face on the freeway?
Oh, no, it's like Florida's fucked up.
Unequivocally, yes.
I've seen some fucked up shit in Florida, and I experienced some fucked up shit in Florida. I mean, there's
Walt Disney
there.
World.
Yeah, well, it's the walking.
How did you survive?
It was the walking. It wasn't that it was just like big.
I
want to
go.
I went, and I was like, "This sucks." I like Disneyland. It's everything's close. Here, I'm walking a lot. I don't like walking.
It's still fucking pretty big. Yeah. One here.
No, it is, but...
Your mother's telling you tales about me again. No.
What is that?
Sorry, Braveheart. I was talking about my dick.
Okay, right. So...
Even though I have a small dick.
I'd like to know two things. All right. Everyone's favorite whiskey mixer and a good whiskey story. Because I told my whiskey story when somebody lit some Everclear.
Everclear is whiskey?
It's a form of whiskey, technically. Moonshine is a form of whiskey.
It's just really, really high proof.
It's just super high proof. It's just it takes it out of the whiskey family, basically, because it's just grain alcohol at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, since the definition of whiskey includes it. You know, scotch is a whiskey, bourbon's a whiskey. It's just different preparations or variations thereof of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to know a good whiskey story and your favorite mixer.
Well, I don't have a favorite mixer for whiskey because I'd rather just drink the whiskey.
He's hardcore.
I think I mentioned it earlier that went on a trip to Ireland / Scotland and got to go to a distillery for the famous grouse.
Which the Irish whiskey, it was one of the first blended whiskeys.
Mm-hmm.
And what they used to do is they used to make tons of whiskey in different barrels, and it's always there's little variations depending on the barrel and the amount of grain and stuff like that. And they would take it and they would all mix it all together. So that's the big thing about Irish whiskey.
With a dead hobo.
And a couple
That's Guinness.
No,
that's Thunderbird, bro.
Yeah.
Thunderbird is made from hobo juice.
And well, the tears of hobos.
But they in the Guinness, they actually let the hobo ferment.
Yeah, but Irish whiskey was one of the first whiskeys to be blended. And, of course, Scotch is also a blended whiskey. So, you know.
But it's got that more peaty kind
of taste. Yeah, there's definitely those.
I like Pete. He's a really nice
guy. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Good people.
He loaned me some money once. I didn't pay him back.
Petey Parker.
I had to kill him.
Why do you got to go into that voice when you're talking about Pete? Pete's
because
a nice
I like Pete. He's a good guy.
Okay, anyone else? Real quick, Beezer.
Yeah.
Okay, Peter Parker, secret alias Spider-Man. Does not that sound like gay slang? Like, hey, that guy's a real Peter Parker. I'm just saying. Like, I've always, like since I was a kid.
Like, okay, so gay slang no, as in, that shit like is it a gay no. slur? Is that what you're saying? Or
yeah,
is it
like a New Yorker?
Or is it like a gay person referring to another gay person, a gay gentleman, you know, speaking to another gay gentleman?
It could
gentleman
be
saying,
both. It could be like.
What do you think of Bill? Oh, that Bill, he's a real Peter Parker. Is that like he doesn't really lay the pipe, but he's just like sort of half-ass about it?
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't that be like, that doesn't necessarily have to be gay. That could be like somebody. Yeah, no, that could be like me. Like, oh, my husband, he's a real Peter Parker.
Maybe, but like. Yeah. I mean, either way, somebody's parking a Peter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't mean...
It's like Pillow Biter or Rudy right. and the Booty. Like, hey, that guy's a real Peter Parker, if you know what I mean. Real Peter Parker.
I don't see what necessarily defines it particularly as gay, but I like where you're going.
I want to ask Stan Lee somehow. I need to get a hold of him
there
before
you go.
He dies.
Hold him at gunpoint, bro. It's the only way.
And like Stan Lee.
And
it'd be like, oh, great. Oh, shoot. I didn't realize that. He'd be like... True believer. Excelsior. Yeah.
Wow. No cue cards. They did it. They just did it looking at you. The show. Story. Yeah.
He's going to die, you know.
I know. Well, he will die, but I need to get this answer from him before he dies. And be like,
I think they're like, they're actually going ahead and they're filming just a shit ton of like random scenes with him so they could slot him into like the next fucking 50 years of movies. Oh, no. I'm the only one. All right. Fuck you
well,
both.
No, I need to get a hold of Stan Lee and find out if. Yeah. Peter Parker was like him slipping the joke in, like guy running around in red tights.
Maybe you know, at the time in comic book publishing, it wasn't like, you know, too unknown for, you know, two guys to like, you know, halfway in between, you know, producing their ash can sketches to go into the old broom closet and, you know, do a little bit of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
You don't know that. I don't know that. Was, who's
no,
judging?
I don't know.
Are you judging? I'm not judging. They made the best comics of their times. Maybe they like to slip their dicks into each other. You don't know.
Yeah, it was like normal. It wasn't gay. Or
yeah.
Like that.
Or so, even if it was, who cares?
Whiskey. Joe Kirby used to park some Peter, I'll tell you this much.
So whiskey stories and the habits that have to happen after them.
It's some Peter parking, yeah.
So what would a Steve Rogering be?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, or
Christ.
Bruce Bannering.
Ooh. Tony Starking?
Huh?
I don't.
Pepper Potts.
Oh God,
yeah,
that's
totally.
Gross, dude.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, my beer can tower fell over. I've been making that the last like four podcasts.
Oh man,
yikes!
So, have you ever drank whiskey? And do you have a story?
This is you.
Oh, is it mine?
You didn't I don't know. Did I not say my story?
No,
I thought that
fucking,
was a story.
He started
I went to
going,
Scotland,
by the way, the
went
scotch
to a fucking thing.
Made a blend
it
of
wasn't
whiskey.
That. Okay, so like the most memorable thing at the fucking distillery was that they handed out a bunch of fucking, at the end, you go through the little tour of the distillery and you finally get one shot of the fucking whiskey and they give it to you in shot glasses, but they don't, like, they're not yours to keep except we did. So
good
we
job.
Stole the shot glasses.
Just like Americans.
From
ugly
the famous
Americans.
Grouse.
That's awesome. I don't really.
We stole them.
It's okay.
Do you feel any guilt or
a little bit?
No. The Scottish people were just good to me.
How did you get it out of the distillery? Did you keister it? Did you put it? Did you park your pizza?
You know what? I did, but then I was told afterwards that was a bit much. That they would have just let us walk out with it. And
your
I,
wife
it's
was
actually
like,
free with the tour.
Your wife was like, "I have a purse. We're gonna put it right." Nope, going to my ass.
It was free with a tour. Free with a tour. There you go.
The whiskey tasted so much better rectally, is what I'm saying. You're like,
I know it was free with a tour. I just want to carry it out in my ass.
I don't drink whiskey at all, ever really. So, I mean, I drink a lot, but it's usually clear liquors, like clear tequilas. And the only ability that's ever given me is the ability to time travel.
Wow.
Sometimes I wake up like 8, 12 hours later and I'm like, whoa, how did I get here? Where
Ziggy!
Am I?
You're like, where am I?
You're like, Marty, we gotta get your kids.
And
we
my wife, dude, Ella, she must be really trained because she just goes along with it like, oh, hey, you came in last night.
I like Ziggy time traveling better than Marty. No, yeah. I'm more of a quantum leap. You're like,
oh.
I want Al, if I get drunk and super wake up and I want fucking what's his name to show up.
Dean Stockwell.
Dean Stockwell with his cigar and be like, well, Roger, you're here to eat some bacon and eggs and drink a Coca-Cola because you have a hangover. You know, like, just like, my wife left me. Like, I'm sad. It's like, that was basically
all right. Quantum Leap used to piss me off because I felt like I was being ripped off because I wanted to see more sci-fi shit on television. And here they were, where they bookended this stupid, like, fucking variety, you know, weekly, you know, little drama like, a little bit of sci-fi. And they're like,
No, that
it's
was...
It's science fiction.
No, because I could watch it with my parents. My mom would watch it.
No, I know. It was a fucking daytime... I mean, nighttime soap.
Yeah,
it
but my mom opera. Would watch it, and it was, like, this awesome time-traveling show. It was my favorite. Quantum Leap was my favorite as a kid.
Well, I mean, I liked it because it gave... Because at least it was something, you know what I mean?
Right.
It just... But I still feel like they... They could have pushed more boundaries.
No, I like that they didn't, and it was.
I mean, they did make him a retard.
They came
once.
Up with the evil leaper.
Yeah. Have you seen that GIF online recently? Where it's
that's
like,
right. I forgot the evil leaper.
He like looked into the mirror and he's like, "I'm retarded."
Yeah.
It's like, yes.
So, what's your story, Raja? Rookie Leo.
Well, I remember the first time I had whiskey. I asked for some Seagram's gin, and a friend of mine who was making the run showed up with Seagram's whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I had never had whiskey before. So I was like, I'm going to drink this like gin. Well, whiskey and gin are two separate drunks for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I drank it and I fell over on my face and I chipped this tooth.
Here. Oh, geez.
And that's why it's still kind of jagged.
That is a good story.
Yeah. And I chipped
kind of stayed with you.
And it was sad because this girl that I had a huge crush on when I was in the Navy, she came up and talked to me for like an hour apparently. And she really liked me. And I was a total drunk bastard the entire time. And I didn't get her number because she lost interest in me. And then every time I seen her smoking in the smoking area, she just look at me and give me dirty looks. And so I just blew that out of the
damn
water.
Damn it, whiskey.
Hey, yeah, and you know, if you've never seen Roger when he's drunk, it's a thing.
See, I'm drunk now, but there's Roger super drunk.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I won't even go into some of this shit because we're still friends and I want to remain. But like, I've seen this guy do some shit that you're just like,
why?
Well, no, it's what is it? There's a few people out there, and I'm not trying to say you in particular.
It's like totally snitching on you.
No. I had another friend who shall remain nameless, Jaren, who...
What?
Jaren, that was his name.
Uh-huh.
Long fucking story. I don't even take it. He also went to the
what
Navy.
What a weird
a Navy
fucking
guy.
Name.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling a story about me. I'm like, man, I was drunk. I don't remember Jaren guy.
No.
Roger's alter ego.
Did he blow me or did I blow him?
I used to drink at work. No problem. And became, you know, before you knew it, like my coworkers, they knew what was going on. We hung out in a back little office. No one knew. And so we'd take little sips, get a little tipsy, and have a little fun. This guy was not Dude, he would, as soon as he got a little sip on his breath, he would become a different person, and then he would just chug-a-lug. Then when we, you know when I knew we had to stop? Is when I found him passed out in the store bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Face down with his legs out. So we, so I go in there, tell him to get up, I slap his fucking ass, tell him to puke. Some guy walks in there who works there, and I was like, get the fuck out of here, man, like right fucking now. And luckily the guy was like, okay. Dude, I had to have him sit in my car because we don't know where his keys were.
Oh, jeez.
Nice.
Dude, and this is the same guy who like got a flat in the middle of nowhere one time. I mean, he's like just a weird motherfucker.
Did he drink whiskey?
I've had a flat.
Anything. He would drink anything.
I had a flat in the middle of nowhere one time. I can.
I usually
what
get
did you,
my,
like,
my
were
tires.
You drunk and like, I just, how the fuck did I get out of here?
I was drunk and I walked. I was by Daphne, Alabama, and I started to walk towards Mobile. Because
as opposed to Fred or Velma.
Oh, God. That's Barney.
Okay. So I know, I was just laughing.
No,
was
I just
funny.
I had to I had to walk, and because this is like cell phones existed, but like nobody had them.
Just like in theory.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, nobody had. I had one, but like nobody had one that I could call and be like, "Hey, come get me!" Mm-hmm. And I had to like walk like 5 miles over to the next town, and then like wait for the Walmart to open up so my tire could be fixed.
Oh,
jeez. And all
were you rolling it down the street though?
No, I walked. I was just like I was driving and like.
How did they fix your tire?
Oh well, I had to wait for Walmart to open up, and then someone drove me down there. I got a cab because the cab company opened. I got a cab. I took the tire off.
So the cab company wasn't open 24 hours.
So no. Why didn't you have a spare?
Well, that's the funny thing. I had lent my car to my friend, and he had blown out my spare. He had blew a tire. He put the spare on, rode it around until he blew the spare out.
Oh, my God.
He put a rethread on the tire without telling me. If he had been like, hey, dude, I blew your tire out. I put a rethread. I would have been like, shit. And I would have went and replaced the tire. And then if he had also told me, hey, your spare's flat, too, by the way.
Right.
I would have fixed the spare. I get this.
Was there at least like an IOU note like in place? That would be hilarious.
Did you call him with your cell phone to
I did.
Beam him?
I did.
Properly.
Boop, 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 boop. I did, and he didn't answer. And then I called the girl that I was like going to see, and she's like, yeah, I didn't got a car, so you're just going to have to walk.
Those Alabama girls.
No, Mississippi girl. I was driving from Pensacola to Mississippi, which is like an hour.
That's how dare you,
crazy geography.
Of course,
there.
He was going off of the prime cut.
I was going for some Mississippi, Pascagoula, Poontang. So weird.
God. Was that the county she lived in?
No, she lived in, it was actually, what county? It was a Goshen County. Goshen Parish, actually. It's not a county, a parish.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, so I was going to Goshen.
You know, you're in trouble where they refer to things as parishes.
Yes. But you know what? This old black dude picked me up. Just old black guy.
I'm sure you did.
Mr. Green.
Yeah.
His name was...
Well, that's misleading.
His name was Tom Green. Old black dude named Tom, which
I
is
loved his TV show.
Yeah, which is so weird. And I even point out the fact there was a... He's like, oh, that white kid. Yeah, I know who he is. Someone told me about him one time.
Did you ask him to sing the Bum Bum song?
No, he wouldn't sing it. But he drove me to the Walmart, and we sat at the Waffle House, which was open, and we had... breakfast together.
And me and Tom Green, we sat at the Walmart cafe that day and had ourselves a steak and eggs.
Oh, no,
it was the best day.
Well, it wasn't bad. It was an adventure.
And it was an adventure for me and old Tom. I was narrating for
him. Hit the lights on. But it was a weird experience. And then I sat there and he told me his story. And he's like, I'm actually going to Virginia right now for a girl, and I'm going to have a booty call. So I totally relate. He was like telling me how he was going for a booty call because he was from Texas and he was driving to Virginia for a booty call. So he was going
He means a small child.
I feel like this is like an independent film from the 90s that I really need to go back and rewatch.
Oh, yeah. And then he taught me how to play blues.
There it is at the crossroads.
And then we played against the devil. It was the weirdest thing.
I love
and I was Ralph Macchio.
Okay. Well, that seems like as good as a spot.
Was that Macchio in that movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This seems like a good
crossroads.
I mean, I don't know. I heard from a friend of mine.
I would like to see a score off between Miyagi and the old black guy from Crossroads. Be like, I teach him karate. I teach him how to fight wax on, wax off. And he's like, Man, they ain't shit. I'm gonna teach him how to play blues. He get more pussy that way. You know, just like them arguing over which school of like teaching a white kid how to do ethnic things is gonna get him farther in life.
Okay, well, that's a good place to end it. Thank you for listening. The one listener or two listeners that are out there, we really appreciate your patronage. I'm the Madam Black, and with me as always is
VCR
and Beezer.
Beezer, that's right, the BFG. Beezer friendly.
It's not going to work, dude. No one's going to catch on to it.